You know, it's funny. Anytime you get a young college free agent like he was as a rookie last year, everything's new, especially coming from a smaller school like Larry did, and he picked things up so quickly. I knew we had somebody special there, and there's always a big improvement from year one to year two. That's probably the biggest year of improvement because now he kind of gets the pro game. He understands how to prepare. He understands how to study tape. He understands what I want now that I've been around him for over a year. So he's really matured, and I love the way he's developed into a very good special teams player. I know he's developing very well as a linebacker as well. So I'm excited for Larry, and I'm excited for us about his development.
You talked about these guys giving you a reason to jump on the table when it comes down to that,
right,
that final. What do you look for? What do you ask them to show you so that when it comes time, you can get on the table and jump?
I ask them to show me the fundamentals and techniques that we ask, that they're not making the same mistakes over and over again. I talk about don't be an error repeater. Don't be the guy that makes the same mistake over and over because then you get replaced. I ask them to give great effort in practice, in games, obviously. Great attentiveness in meetings, so they're paying attention, they're understanding the mistakes that they made and how to learn from those mistakes so they don't make them again. But those are, they're very simple, and at the end of the day, the big one is production. Are you a guy that makes plays when the plays are there to be made? Are you a guy that makes the block when it's, you're going against a good football player? You got to execute that block so our returner can get extra yards, those sorts of things. But it's production at the end of the day, but all the foundation, the basis below that is the fundamentals, techniques, and effort.
Mike, you've been pleasantly surprised even with what you've seen from Blair so far. He's been pretty much 7 of 8, 8 of 8 every time you put him out there in the team situations.
You know what? I think if you asked me that in the spring, Tom, I would say I would be pleasantly surprised. Because he was so good in the spring, I'm not surprised by it. I think I kind of expected it, as did he, in a not in an arrogant way that he would do, but in a very confident manner. You know, he's striking the ball well. He's got, like I've said several times since the spring and since I've been here, that his chemistry with Cullen and Chris has been very well, very good. It's been excellent, and I'm excited again about his continued development. You know, of course, the one that kept me up Saturday night was the one he missed. So, and you know, you go back and watch the tape, and you figure out why he missed it, and you move on because you know he wants to be 8 for 8 in that scenario, and you know I think he's a guy that can get there. But like anything else, it's a process, and you know he's going to continue to learn and get better.
It looked like it went straight up on him.
No, he got it was a little bit with his technique with his left foot, and he kind of pushed the ball instead of following through towards his target. But you know, he still struck it good. That's a good thing. You know, he's not knocking wood. He's not shanking any balls right now. He's hitting them solid. And when he does miss one, there's something small that we can correct that's only going to make him better.
The timing adjustments that you made with him throughout the offseason, is that second nature to him yet, or is there still a little bit of a factor of getting used to that?
Probably not second nature quite yet, because it's something I have to keep reminding him of, but it's getting better. It's a lot better than it was in the spring, but you know, he's a guy that feels very confident, and he's confident in our snapper and holder, so he likes to go a little bit quicker. So I'm constantly telling him to slow down, but in a positive way. He's not overly fast like he was in college. He's getting to the point where even in practice, you know, when we're working over here, away from everybody else, he's really slowed down. Maybe 1-3-1, 1-3-4 in between there, get off time. Because when he gets with the team, when the adrenaline's flowing, he's excited. There's people watching. You guys are writing about every kick he attempts. He might go a little bit too fast because he's fired up, but he's done a very good job of controlling that, and he's come a long way since the spring.
No wind. If wind isn't a factor, what's his range right now?
I'm not gonna say that. I don't want to put him under that kind of pressure. I'll let you guys guess that.
Have you won kicker at camp? Any concerns like on kickoffs, you know, on kickoff coverage with him being the last one to tackle somebody?
Yeah, you know, if we had to, you know, if something happened to him in a preseason game, I've had punters fill in for kickers. You don't want to do that, but a preseason game, you can get away with it. You know, he's a pretty good athlete, and hopefully he'll stay out of the way when he has to. I'm going to ask him to make a tackle in the preseason if it's there to be made. You know, that's something that he's got to go through and prepare for. It's like any other cover guy when he covers on a punt or a kickoff. That for him, obviously, kickoffs, he's got to go down and make a play.
With all the time you guys have spent on special teams the last 2 weeks, what does Friday give you a chance to learn about what you put in and what they can apply?
Can they respond when they're going against a good football player from the other team, when their opponent? And because that guy across from him is trying to make the team just like our guy's trying to make our team. And, you know, can he rely on the fundamentals, techniques, and things that he's been taught in camp and combine that with his God-given ability to beat the other guy? That's what I'm looking for, the effort, the technique, the the production, same type of things that we talked about earlier. You know, that's what we're looking for every rep of every preseason game, and we're going to be obviously scrutinizing every single play. Chris, my assistant, and I, we're looking at everything at every angle. It'll take a long time to grade that take. There's going to be a lot of players. Not that we don't during the regular season, but there's so many more guys now, and we want to make sure we evaluate everybody the same way, that so we keep the same, you know, the right 53.
The punt return job at this point, and how hard is it when you're looking at a guy, you're not sure he's going to make the team, and how do you judge that way?
Yeah, that's hard. You know, we're going to make sure that we use the right guys, or the guys we think have the best chance, or if a guy's on the bubble, will he make it because he's a good punt returner or a kickoff returner? You know, Friday night, that'll be key. Hopefully we can force them to punt a few times, and we'll go out there and get some reps for our guys. But you know, that's a great question, because at the end of the day, you got to make sure you're training the right guys in the game setting.
Talk a little bit about the guys you've seen and what they've done.
Yeah, you know, I think Marcus is a guy that, because I've been around him now, and he did a great job with ball possession last year. He's got to be the number one guy at this point. And Jarius Wright, you know, he'll have to get an opportunity. Brian Walters has gotten better and better every day. I'd love to see Josh Robinson return one. I'm not sure about this week because of the nature of his health right now, but I think he's come along just fine, and he looks much better, and so we'll have to wait and see on him.
Are you planning to give guys like Sherrill's or even Harvin reps in the preseason there, or because you know what they already are, is it just, you know?
No, I think Percy's earned the right probably not to take one in the preseason, and, you know, Marcus and some of the other guys are going to have to prove it. They're going to have to go out and win the job, and they know that.
Do you know already who you're going to have returning on Friday?
Yeah, I just said it. For punt return?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah, Marcus, Jarius, Brian. And maybe Josh, depending on what.
What about kickoff?
Kickoff return, probably the same guys. And maybe Stephen Burton on kickoff return. I'd love to see him get take a rep. Is that okay to say, Tom? Am I allowed to say that?
You're good.
Okay.
Is there any one person who stands to gain the most from the Greg Childs injury, you know?
Well, I hate when you put it that way, to be honest with you, because Greg was really coming along. I know the offense was getting excited about him. I was really getting excited about him. I mean, he played several reps on Saturday night. I was really fired up about where he'd come from, because we didn't have him in the spring. He didn't practice with us in the spring, obviously because of his injury. But I don't know. I think any of the wideouts that were behind him stand, you know, to move up in the depth chart because of that. But, man, I'm going to go on record saying I feel so bad for that kid, because he's really come along, and he's a great young man.
Okay.
Am I good? Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.